Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since their beginning in 2015, our next guest's for-profit company has helped its nonprofit clients raise over $500 million through social media and email campaigns. Their efforts so impressed South Carolina Research Authority's SC Launch that they recently invested $200,000 into the company. Nick Black is CEO and co-founder of Good United, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Yeah, believe it or not, Good United actually came from my experiences in the military. I was an Army officer in the 173rd Airborne, did 2.5 years deployed in Afghanistan. And unfortunately, I've lost more service members to suicide than the enemy. And when I got out in 2010, I couldn't take that. And I co-founded a nonprofit called Stop Soldier Suicide. And working every aspect of the organization, from fundraising to working with veterans in need, the hardest part for me was really keeping donors engaged, donor attention. 9 out of 10 donors don't come back after a first gift. I met my business partner, Jeremy Berman, when he and I went to graduate school at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And we both really resonated on this challenge. Why is it that the giving experience is really left for those who can give the largest amount of money? If you give $50 or $100, shouldn't you have a decent experience? So we tried to come together and figure out, how can we use technology to democratize that giving experience? How can we build a company to empower nonprofits to make every donor and fundraiser feel appreciated?
All right, so tell us a little bit more about this technology then. How does it work?
So what we've seen is a shift of giving. And what we've seen the last 4 years is that giving is happening on social media. So the opportunity with this shift of giving is to empower nonprofits to connect with people in that channel, in the social network itself. So Good United has built technology on top of conversational messaging. So think of Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or Instagram Threads to be able to communicate people after that gift, to help them, to empower them, to cultivate them, to stay engaged with that organization, to make another gift again, or to participate in that organization's mission.
What is your business model then? Are you charging the nonprofits a percentage of the amount of money you help them raise, or is it an hourly fee, a one-time fee?
We follow more of a software as a service fee, so it's based on the number of fundraisers we're able to manage. We're about to transition our pricing model, but for right now, it's how many fundraisers that we're able to serve each month.
And I would say with the struggles that nonprofits are having these days, a lot of nonprofits' income comes from fundraising events. And of course, with the coronavirus pandemic, there hasn't been much of that happening. So a lot of them are struggling, and I imagine that they're more and more of them are turning to social media.
Yes, sir. Our partners did over $600 million of revenue of in-person fundraising. Think of the 5K downtown for breast cancer in Charleston. Those events have been zeroed out. And now more than ever, nonprofits are being challenged to innovate, to think how they can connect virtually.
And what have been your challenges in developing this business?
Everything. The first 3 years were an absolute disaster. My business partner and I are fairly intelligent, but we made every mistake in the book. Unfortunately, I've never been able to learn from books or from things that go well, but I'm really good at learning through failure.
Share with us one or two examples of some mistakes that you made early on that you needed to pivot away from, to learn from.
The first mistake was not talking to our customers enough. It's very easy to develop software, very easy to develop technology in a bubble and get a bunch of people in the room that are really smart and on a whiteboard, everything makes sense, the business model is great. But once you talk to the customer, maybe it's not really that big of a priority. It's not solving that much of a pain. We learned that the hard way. The initial software package we built fell on deaf ears. No one wanted it. And there's nothing worse than trying to sell something that no one wants. So that was the first big lesson learned that we had. I think the second lesson is just how stressful and how challenging it is to start something from zero. In entrepreneurship world, investor world, you know, everything is a J curve, everything is always rosy. It's not like that. It's very, very hard. Some of the hardest times in my life weren't in combat. They're being an entrepreneur. When you feel like the walls are closing in, there's no hope. And you just got to develop a process for yourself, give yourself the opportunity to fail and fail linearly, ideally. Surround yourself with great and positive people. So that was really hard for us, but we were able to learn that lesson. And, you know, we apply it in our organization today as we grow. Everyone here is empowered to innovate, but understand that they are going to fail. But ideally, you know, how do we fail small?
Well, Nick, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Nick Black is CEO and co-founder of Good United, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.